By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
Welcome, Santa Claus! Welcome to Bedrock!
Play your part,
Jones. My bitch a choosing lover, never without a rubber, never in the sheets like it on top of the cover.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh yeah, that's just great. What's EC? Freak.
I know you like two things I like.
Ooh. Chicken
and chicks.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim God, as you call him.
Freak sucks.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medfit?
Yes, that's the way some people
right.
say it.
Medfit. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeah. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
All I want for Christmas is a bottle of Christmas
hair. Remember the old days when we used to knock at the doors?
And Rudolph and his Santa Claus is coming on his way. And a happy little girls and boys and old.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, some of the old carols, George. Is there anything that you want?
It's not a carol.
It's not a carol.
Isn't it?
No, it's a standard.
Seems this show is the last Saturday Club show before.
We'll ever do.
The last Saturday Club before Christmas, we'd like to take the opportunity of wishing everybody a very happy Kringle from all of us and say thank you to everyone who sent in all the cards this week and all the other weeks. I'd like to say, I hope all of you have a happy Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them.
Computer.
computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now, what's the little drop-ins from propaganda pieces?
Hello everybody, this is Paul. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
We are indeed.
This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John? John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand wrote it. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the disc and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been. Beetle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand. So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man, great.
Okay.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
What do you want now? You're getting to be a problem, child.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. I just can't wait till Christmas time when I can roll in the hay.
Easy come, easy go. Have a good time with lots of dough. Slipping up high, slipping down low. Loving and leaving out with the show. Yeah. All right. Yes. I like you may fall in little bum dress. Money to spend with a capital less. Get a date with the woman in red. Wanna be in heaven with free in a bed. Yeah. You get it. I want it. You get it. I can't have it. But I want it. But it don't matter. She get it, and I can't get it.
ho, 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 and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, sometimes political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight I'm demonstrating just how ahead of things we are here at WMFO by bringing you a theme called A Headbanging Christmas in July, featuring Esquivel and the Beatles. Yeah, you know, every Tears of the Gods must have a feature, and this week we're actually bringing you a triple feature. First off, one of my four biggest music idols, Esquivel, that quite crazy Mexican arranger, composer, producer, absolute sonic genius, who's sometimes called the king of space age pop. We're going to be featuring selections from his album, Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad. And then, as our second feature, we're going to be hearing selections from the oh-so-hard-rockin' album, We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. And then, for our third feature, we've got Christmas messages from the Beatles that they made for their fan club every year from 1963 to 1969. And thanks to Chuck Yu for providing me with those a way while back. Plus, we're going to have plenty of other music from other artists, including Johnny Winter and Danky Groove, Booker T and the MGs, Billy May, Johnny Cash, Johnny Mathis, Cheech and Chong, and Dave Brubeck. And then, of course, layered on top of it all, we've got a motley assortment of audio clips from who knows where. Yeah, that was a pretty crazy extended intro I mixed up for you today. We started off in there with the Beatles' 1963 Crimble medley. And Crimble, what is Crimble? Well, if you look it up on the internet, it's British slang for Christmas. And if you dive a little bit deeper into that, it actually comes from this message, because it's a John Lennon-ism, a John Lennon made-up word. And when he started using it there, it kind of took on a life among the Beatles fans, especially in England and Liverpool. And yeah, that's what Crimble is, and that was the original source. Then we followed that up with Esquivel's Sun Valley Ski Run, from, of course, that featured album, Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad. And then an AC/DC song that all the classic rock stations play at Christmas time. And I never do. Because if you've been listening for the last couple of years, I haven't done any Christmas shows. I've done winter solstice shows, and I've done December shows. But I think I'm pretty much done with Christmas per se shows. So that's a reason for right now in July to go and be bringing you a show like this, because nobody else is playing Christmas music and you aren't going to be sick of them like you are in December. No. So yeah. But backing me up right now, my ambiance, this is the Gloria Chorus from Celtic Christmas, A Festive Journey. So in the next set, we've got the Ramones. And then we've got Anita Bryant, the orange juice lady who became anti-gay lady, a spokesman for Christian values, yes. And of course, we're not going to just leave her alone right there. We're going to follow that by Queen and Wendy Carlos, yes. Anita, you're welcome for that juxtaposition just for you. So, crank up your air conditioning, or get the fan going and get ready for to be cooled down with an upcoming terrific winter snowstorm here from WMFO to you on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Here's Esquivel with the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. And we're going to end it with a real head-banging closer. Here on Tears of the Gods, Freeform Radio, WMFO.
Something like shopping, something pure and natural and good, and turn it into something so ugly. Turn it into something so ugly, so ugly, so ugly.
Christmas. One season's beating, just one!
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they
Christmas. Oh, Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. For one day.
Designated driver, I've already had four eggnogs, so I guess you're it.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Anytime I've ever given you a present, it's never been any good.
That's not true, Dick.
No, the microwave.
Well, that.
Hey,
no rush. See the kids watch. This is Santa's big scene.
We're celebrating Christmas in July here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on July 28th, 2023. Yeah. We've got a snowstorm going here in the WMFO Studio A. Fortunately, though, through the magic of Christmas, all of our equipment is beyond harm. We kicked off that last set with one of our three features, that Mexican genius arranger, composer, producer Esquivel with his Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. And then it was the Ramones with Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight, followed by the Orange Juice Lady, Anita Bryant, singing The First Noel. And then it was Queen with Thank God It's Christmas. Then, public service message from Steve Tyler and Joe Perry of Aerosmith. Followed by another one of my sonic idols, Wendy Carlos, and her Moog synthesizer, laboriously produced Moog synthesizer version of Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, from her Switched on Bach groundbreaking album of 1968, which went on to become the biggest selling classical music album of the year. Yes, she is a real sonic genius. Along with Bach, who would have loved the Moog synthesizer, I'm sure. And then we finished off the set with a real headbanger from Carlos Cavanzo, Jeff Tate, James Lomenzo, and Ray Luzier. Their very hard rockin' version of Silver Bells. Meanwhile, right now, we're being backed up by Ray Anthony and his Christmas trumpets. We wish you a Merry Christmas. In 2016, I did a theme like this, but it was in August, which was late. And it was only, 4 months away from the actual Christmas. And it really gave me such a bad mental state. The rest of the year seemed like it was going to steamroll right along, right into the new year. What just happened is, it was like the week later, school was beginning, and I could see Halloween coming right down the pike, and then an election day after that, and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then the new year was coming right afterwards, and it was just a bad thing. But right now, Christmas in July, we've still got a month of completely hot weather to go. And as I said today with correspondence with Arthur, former host of The Grand Hour, as he was commenting, yes, it's great weather for growing tomatoes these hot days, as long as the tomatoes get watered. And let me also mention, there's still time to grow vegetables from seed. What I'm really thinking of is radishes, and I'm going to be planting some more this weekend. Do a bunch of weeding out of some of the old patches there. Sunday's looking pretty good for that. So, yeah, if you want some fresh vegetables, you can still do that. Especially radishes in August. And even tonight, I've got a great meal planned because Miss Stefano gave me some wonderful Greek orzo chicken tomato dish on, and that's some leftovers for me tonight when I get back from the radio show. And you know what else? I'm going to have it with fresh basil. Really fresh basil, because I'm going to walk out on my porch, go down a few steps, and there's a whole bunch of basil plants growing in a pot there. So they're going to be like minutes old when I eat them. And you can do that too. Not from my garden, but from your own. Even if it's just a couple of pots on the windowsill. Okay! So we've got another big Christmas set for you with some more Esquivel, and it'll be concluding with some more, another head-banging Christmas song. Santa Claus is coming to town with Alice Cooper and Billy Sheehan. We're also going to be hearing from the Manhattan Transfer and the Gobshites, a local band here. But first, here's a song I'm going to be sending out to my mother, who's up in heaven, from her favorite artist, Johnny Mathis. Yeah, let's everybody Let's go for a sleigh ride. Here's we celebrate Christmas in July on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
They say in your country, sleeves and eggnog.
Thank you.
because you're lovable.
This is a little Christmas magic in all of us.
Era, as the winter solstice approached and the plants died, pagans brought evergreen boughs into their homes as an act of sympathetic magic intended to guard the life essences of the plants until spring. This custom was later appropriated by Northern Europeans, and eventually it becomes the so-called Christmas tree.